Do you know the time of your visitation? When you were visited by angels? Abraham was visited by an angel. The shepherds, Mary, Lot. Angels are amazing beings, and they do visit us all the time, whether you can see them or not. But there are a few of us that are sensitive enough to spot them. While having an encounter, we will recognize the occasion as a visitation from angels, and we take full advantage of it because I ask questions. That's what I do. When they appear to me or I feel their presence, I start asking questions. If you are deeply sensitive, you will feel their presence. The Word of God makes it clear that we are not to worship angels or to focus on them or even try to pray to them. Even the angel that was talking to the Apostle John in the book of Revelation 22:9 said, "Don't worship me. I am a fellow servant of God and one of the brethren, just like you. Worship God only." Now, that doesn't mean that the angels are exactly like us, but they are similar beings that exist on the same spiritual realm as we do. Hebrews 2:7 tells us that we were made a little lower than the angels. So was the Son of God. He did not take on the nature of angels, but the nature of man. Now, let me tell you this. John is talking to an angel, and the angel says to him, "I am thy fellow servant of the brethren." Is he? Now listen to me, church. This is giving you something to think about, thinking out loud, which I love to do, and I encourage others to do it, because the Holy Spirit of God has encouraged me to do it, and Brother Preston also. Now, John is talking to an angel, and the angel makes it clear who he is. He said, "I am a fellow servant of the brethren. Don't worship me." Now, did you forget that when Jesus died and rose from the grave, he raised the Old Testament saints, the prophets, all of those in the Old Testament, those that died knowing of the future that they would be visited by the Lord God? Even Joseph made it clear in the book of Genesis that God would visit, and when he did, he told the children of Israel, "Take my bones out of here." Because Hosea 6:2-3, they knew the day was coming that their bodies would be revived and they would live again in his sight. Was the angel that's talking to John in the book of Revelation 22, could he be one of those fellow servants of the brethren of the prophets? Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That right there will make you think, won't it, church? Because that, when I was reading that in the book of Revelation chapter 22, when John was talking to the angel and I heard what the angel said to John, immediately that's what went into my spirit. Could this angel that John is talking to be one of those that rose from the dead and ascended up to heaven with Christ? Because we know the book of Luke tells us that those that are raised from the dead are not given in marriage. They are equal to the angels. So that would definitely establish that word that he very well may have been, because he said, "I am the fellow servant of the brethren." So he's trying to tell him something here. He might not have told him which one he was, but that was what he was. Amen, church. That's the good stuff right there. We will judge angels. No angel exists in a higher realm, in a spiritual higher place than God. Neither are they empowered to command over all of the creation of God in the heavens or in the earth. The angels only are similar to us in that they also are fellow servants of God. Here we go, church. The Holy Spirit of God powers us, gives us the desire to serve God more. We are all fellow servants, aren't we? Church, we are. We are all fellow servants alongside the angels, yet beneath them in power. When was the last time you could fly in the midst of heaven with the everlasting gospel to preach to those on the earth in the book of Revelation 14 and 6? Now think about this. Matthew 24 and 14 tells us that Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom would be preached into the whole world and to all the nations, and then the end shall come. The angels visit first. When they visit, the first thing they want is you not to be afraid. Many of the angels that have visited me have said, don't be afraid. And I always say, I'm not afraid. Why they say that, I don't know, because I've never been afraid. Because I have been visited by angels when I was 8 years old. When visited by an angel, one of the signs from the angel is to pay attention. When the angel Gabriel visited me, I felt his presence before I ever saw him. I heard his voice saying to me, fear not. And as I have shared with you, I am not afraid. I have never been afraid. To me, he was only a little voice in heaven because I did not know his name. Until one day I said, what is your name? I said, if your name's a secret, you don't have to tell me. He said, my name is no secret. I am Gabriel. And the Lord sent me to help you. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And the angel said he was there to help me in my walk with God. And I was 8 years old. And when I was 30, Gabriel has been with me a long time. He has been with me many years have I walked with this angel. I've seen him. I've touched him. I never forget the time he stood beside my bed, and I'm standing there with him, and I'm holding his hand, and I'm looking at my body on the bed, and I asked the angel, Gabriel, am I dead? No, you are asleep. I said, I sure look like I'm dead over there. He said, no, you're only asleep. And that was when he took me into outer darkness, and we didn't fly, we didn't pass no stars, moon, sun, we didn't pass anything. It was like in a moment, I'm there standing looking at my body on the bed, and then I'm there in outer darkness with the angel Gabriel. And I asked him, where am I? And he said, this is outer darkness, and many will be cast here. And I said, well, he said, no. You will not be cast into outer darkness, but many will go into this place, a torment. And the longer I was there, it was like that darkness was touching me. I could feel that darkness, and I could hear the torment. Oh, my goodness, I'll never forget it, church. As long as I live, I'll never forget the sound of their torment, of their groaning and moaning and aching. You could just feel it. You were touched by this darkness. It was an entity. It was a presence. It wasn't just darkness. And the angels of the Lord said the torment is not to be only separated from God, but to be separated from even your own self. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. And I remember when the angel took me into the deep places of the Vatican Church many years ago, and how he took me through the chambers of the doors of that place within that Vatican. And then I was taken to the furthest place. And remember the book that I saw in chains that was guarded by beings that I could not explain? The angel took me, and he wanted me to see angels that were bound in chains, locked up. And he didn't want me to talk to them. He said, do not speak to them. Do not call out their names. I said, sir, I don't even know their names. How am I going to call out their names when I don't even know their names? If they speak to you to give you their names, do not call out their names. And I asked the angel that took me here, why? Why is it so important that I don't speak to them? Because they fell through pride. They wanted those on the earth to worship them, to exalt their names in the earth, to call upon them in time of trouble. And I could see the angels there, church. Oh, church, I'll never forget it as long as I live. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Those angels looked pitiful. And every one of them started screaming out their names, and there were many names of the angels, and they wanted me to call out their name. And I obeyed the angel. I did not call out their name. I didn't even really want to look at them. They really looked pitiful there, all isolated, separated. They were tormented, and there they were, looking at me, screaming out their names. Just wanted me to pick out one name of the angel and call out his name. And I cried. I did. Lord, don't let me cry now. I cried because it was so sad to see the torment of those beautiful beings that once were used by God and so highly exalted by man on the earth. No wonder the angels don't want to give you their names. I wouldn't want to give anybody my name either if they were praising and worshiping me instead of God. Because they are also servants that God used to preach the gospel to those on the earth, to bring the law. The law was spoken by the dispensation of angels. That's in the book of Acts, church. I'm telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth. And Gabriel was amazing. I touched him. I'm telling you, I stood in my room and talked with him. And then even today I was visited by Gabriel. When all those years ago when I was 30, he said to me, I will not be with you, speak with you as I have. I was sent by God. You won't see me no more unless it is the will of God. And I said, where are you going? He said, I will go back into the Father, with the Father. But I want you to know that I will always be with you. But you will see me no more. And he wasn't kidding. I didn't see him anymore. But today at 12 o'clock, he visited me. I heard his voice, and it was a familiar voice. As he said to me in a loud voice, praise God. Praise God. I asked my husband, did you hear that? Did you hear that voice? He said, I didn't hear anything. And I felt the presence of Gabriel. And I said, hello, my friend. But I'm going to tell you something, and you better listen up. All the times that I have been visited by angels, even Gabriel warned me not to put God in a box as others have done and to set no limitations on God. And I haven't. I have definitely obeyed the voice of the angel Gabriel. But let me tell you something. None of the visits from the angels can compare to the Holy Spirit. Because I love him the most. He is the love of my life, my heart's desire, my passion. I love the Holy Spirit of God. And I always ask him, hey, when I'm talking to you, am I talking to God? Am I talking to Jesus? He said, yes, my friend, because we are one. I said, that's some stuff right there. That's amazing. It is just amazing. And I love the Holy Spirit. And I am thankful for him. But I tell you what, church. I have felt the presence of the angels around me. And I know they're watching over me, and they shield me, and they protect me. And I know at any time they'll bear me up. But nothing can compare to what I have with the Holy Spirit. He is my fire. And then I was thinking today, as the angels are ministering spirits, and I felt the same way, and I do feel the same way about the Holy Spirit. He is a ministering spirit. And I have fellowship with Him because I am a ministering spirit sent out to minister to the heirs of salvation. I may not be able to fly, but I do okay, preaching this glorious light of the gospel of my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ to the nations. My voice goes out into the world, and it will accomplish what God sent it out there to do. I am His messenger. Beware of those you entertain, my friends. You are entertaining angels unaware. Ministering spirits sent out to minister to the heirs of salvation. That is who I truly am, but yet in the body of a woman, the weakest vessel of all. And I take great joy in knowing who I am, a ministering spirit, a flame of fire. And my friend, you all know Sister Lightchild, Sister Kirstie. Many years ago in 2011, when I first came to YouTube, that's how I know her. She has always been a faithful servant of God. She has stood by me no matter what. And I mean no matter what. And I have a lot of faithful friends out here. Brother Gary, Brother Daryl, Brother Jason. I have a lot of faithful friends. Brother Frank, I've known Brother Frank. Brother Grady, Sister Laurie. I know so many. Sister Kim. Sister Kim, the one that makes those beautiful videos for me, is another one that has stood by me since the first time God sent me to YouTube. Sister Tanya, Sister Mike, I know so many, so many. And the first name Sister Lightchild, Sister Kirstie, gave me, and she still calls me that to this day, she calls me Firefly. Lord, don't let me cry. Just don't let me cry, Lord. And that name is precious to me. And she still calls me that to this day. And I call her Sister Girl. She has always called me Firefly. And I bear witness with that. Because I am a ministering spirit. And so are you, church. That is the reason why we are gathered together. And Brother Grady, I love Brother Grady. I've known him since 2011. He left me a message in the email the other day that made me cry. As he said, when we were in heaven, before we were sent here into the land of unforgetfulness, and we search out the ministering spirits, those that are familiar to us when we were in heaven, and we find one another. And I agreed, because we are all the same. And he said, when we go into the new world, we will search one another out. He said, I know I will find you at the feet of Jesus. I said, there is where we first met, my friend, was at the feet of Jesus. Lord, don't let me cry. I'm always crying, church. I try to stop it. I do. I try to gain control over it, but I can't. I am not going to quench the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to grieve the Holy Spirit. I will allow Him to flow. Even if it means I'm crying. It's just amazing. It is amazing. And Sister Marita. And Sister Dion. Oh my goodness. Sister Denise. I make such a connection with you and Sister Laura, Sister Angela. We truly are fellow servants. Sister Lightchild, Sister Amy. I've known Sister Amy since 2011 also. Her channel is Servant and Friend of Yeshua. All of us are called here because we are fellow servants. We are all ministering spirits. And I thank God for your light. I thank God for your fire. Because I tell you what, that flame's burning bright over here, isn't it, church? Praise God, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And let me not forget Sister Angel. I heard the Holy Spirit of God bringing her name to my remembrance because He said, do not forget your dear Sister Angel. You see, we are all fellow servants and we're willing to suffer. We're willing to endure no matter what. We have taken up the cross of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, and we are carrying His cross. We are willing to suffer. We're willing to endure until the end, no matter what. We love not our lives until the death. The proof of that is the devil keeps attacking us, but we keep on going, don't we, church? Amen. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because iron sharpens iron. And no matter what we suffer, and this is true, and let me not forget Brother Wayne, no matter what we suffer, no matter what we have endured, no matter the frailty and the weakness of our own flesh and the body that we are in, the strength of God is revealed in us because we are willing to endure all things for the name of Jesus Christ. Because great is our reward. So let that enemy come after us. Great is our reward in heaven. Everything he does only makes us stronger. And I hear the Holy Spirit of God bringing another name to my remembrance. So let me get the name of Brother Matthew out here as well. I love the Holy Spirit. When I forget things, He'll bring it right on back to my remembrance. And He said to me, let us not forget Brother Matthew and the work that he is doing. There are so many of you out there working for the kingdom of God. Brother Frank, what a blessing. Well, that's one of my little baby birds. And he's getting them wings and he's just flying all over the place. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, Brother Frank got those wings from heaven. And he has been using those wings in a mighty way. He is flying everywhere, isn't he? Every time I go to his channel, he has another video. And I'm just blessed by it. And I just have a big smile on my face. And I'm just thankful to God that the Holy Spirit of God is filling up his cup. And the wine of his cup is overflowing and running out unto people. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just love it. I do. It blesses me because that's one of my little baby birds. Look what the Lord has done with one of my little babies. Amen. I just love it, Lord. I do. One of my little baby birds has left the nest and is flying on his own, praise God. Under the wings of the Almighty, he is soaring higher and higher every day. I love it. What a blessing. What a blessing to this mama bird. Well, church, my time is always a-ticking. You have a blessed and victorious day today. And if I could give you all a great big hug right now, I certainly would. So many of you are my dear, dear, precious friends, and I love you more than words can say, and I mean that. I ain't playing. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I appreciate you for standing together with me in this amazing gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And all of you others know that I am praying for you. I am always praying for you. I want you to have that victory. I want you to win that victory. I want you to overcome. I want the Father to be able to use you in such a mighty way as we are all eating the butter and the honey on the bread and the meat given in due season. Have a blessed day. In Jesus Christ's most holy name we pray, and let the church say, amen and amen. I love you, my friends. Have a blessed day.